Michigan is one of five states at risk of heightened militia activity around this year's election. That's according to a recent report from a watchdog group. That activity, the report says, could include everything from demonstrations to extremist violence. As WCMU's Ben Thorpe reports, counterterrorism experts warn an unprecedented plot against Governor Whitmer might embolden more groups to take action.
In the aftermath of a plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer, state officials and counterterrorism experts are turning their attention to the polls. Experts say statements made by President Trump in September, making unfounded claims about election fraud and telling supporters to watch the polls, could inspire armed groups or individuals to show up at the polls on election day.
And will you pledge tonight that you will not declare victory until the election has been independently certified? President Trump, you go first.
I'm urging my supporters to go into the polls and watch very carefully, because that's what.
So there is a legitimate concern because, you know, these militia groups, some of them are Trump supporters, and so they may take that as a call to action.
This is Daryl Johnson, a former senior analyst of domestic terrorism with the Department of Homeland Security. He authored a report in 2009 that warned of the rise of white supremacist and anti-government groups that he says was largely ignored, after which his research team was essentially dissolved.
The problem has been is our legislators have been slow to call out this threat. Our federal law enforcement has been fearful of pursuing this threat because of the backlash, you know, that my report received back in 2009. So there's kind of a chilling effect.
Mary McCord is the legal director for the Institute for Constitutional Advocacy and Protection at Georgetown Law. She says part of the story of a national rise of extremist and particularly militia groups is a failure to characterize them as unlawful.
There is no legal authority under state or federal law for private groups of individuals to self-activate as a militia. They point to the term militia in the Constitution, but that term is well-regulated militia. And well-regulated has always meant, even before the Constitution, regulated by the state.
McCord says all states ban paramilitary organizations that don't fall under the authority of the governor.
The militias are now established in every state as the National Guard. And to the extent that every state has some provisions that refer to the militia as all able-bodied residents capable of being called forth, only the governor has authority to call them forth.
Michigan is one of a handful of states with explicit provisions banning paramilitary groups like militias. The state constitution notes that all military units fall under state authority, and state statutes prohibit firearm training that could be used in the furtherance of civil disorder. According to McCord, this misconception about the legality of militia groups, especially among law enforcement, has allowed them to grow.
You know, it's incumbent upon law enforcement not to tacitly allow that to happen. They need to be telling these groups not only, we don't need your help, we've got this, but your help is unlawful.
McCord says it will be incumbent on state and local officials to both protect polls and be clear about the validity of election results.
And so people should have confidence in the validity of the vote. And as we always have done, be prepared to accept the results of that vote without taking to the streets. If we can't count on the president to send that message, then it's incumbent on all of the rest of us, including the media, to do so.
In Michigan, state officials say that firearms are banned within 100 feet of polling locations. Concealed carry is banned only at locations that would otherwise have a concealed carry ban, such as churches or schools. Robert Stevenson is the executive director with the Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police. He says police and the Attorney General's office will work in coordination to identify any potential instances of voter intimidation.
And our understanding is the Attorney General plans to have personnel on duty the day of voting, all the time the polls are open, so that if police do encounter something that's a gray area, they can call representatives from the Attorney General's office and get guidance.
Daryl Johnson, former analyst with the Department of Homeland Security, says his concerns around heightened extremism extend beyond the November election.
This isn't going to end on November 4th. If the Republicans win, it's more of the same that we've had over the past 4 years. If the Democrats win, then of course, you know, Trump's kind of laid out this landscape that there's rampant voter fraud and the election is rigged.
Johnson says it will take years to undo a lot of momentum around the rise of extremist groups.
We'll probably go through a period of, you know, heightened violence before things get better. But unfortunately, I think we've reached the new norm, and this is just going to be, you know, what we're going to have to deal with for years to come. Doesn't matter whether Republicans or Democrats are in power, these far-right groups are going to be active and agitated, and certain members are going to be plotting nefarious things.
According to Johnson, one silver lining is that finally, people are taking the threat these groups pose more seriously. I'm Ben Thorpe.